The captain and crew of the National Geographic Quest sure picked a plum day for their first ever port call in Petersburg. The sun, for once this summer, is blazing, and the blue and white sides of the cruise ship are gleaming. It was built in Whidbey Island, Washington, and construction on the $50 million vessel finished just last week, a few days before the first passengers came aboard.
Here you are. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope you had a nice time.
Vivian Usent is one of those 100 lucky guests along for the ride. She's just hopped out of an inflatable raft after spending the morning exploring Krupanoff Island across the Narrows.
We just went on a forest and bog hike, so we would walk at a good speed, and then we would stop and learn about the plants or learn about the geography of the area and how the plants grow and how the climate affects them.
The Quest is equipped with all sorts of adventure gear. In addition to Zodiacs, they have kayaks, paddleboards, and bikes passengers can borrow. And there are lots of knowledgeable naturalist guides and even an underwater specialist on board to help guests get to know and encounter the places they're visiting. Usent, who is from California, says those opportunities are what sold her and made her want to explore Alaska this way.
It has been wonderful. This is my first cruise ever.
Captain Andrew Cook is also in high spirits. He was captain of another National Geographic ship, the Seabird, before assuming his role on the Quest.
And this ship just handles really well. It's a smooth ride, easy to drive, fun to drive, much larger ship than the Seabird, but everything runs really well. It was great to start up the engines and the generators and feel the ship come to life, and it's done everything I've asked it to.
Cook enjoys the open bridge policy and encourages folks to interact with him and the crew. He was also excited to share the Quest and all of its new features with members of the Petersburg community. He led local business owner Roxy Lee out onto the bow.
The bow has always been the key area on the ship for our guests. So we really wanted to add an element that would improve the viewing of wildlife. And so this platform here allows our guests to stand up, get up above the cap rail on the bow, and get good views of the whales, the bears.
Lee, along with the mayor and representatives from the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce, were invited on board, where they presented a special plaque, complete with rosemaling, to commemorate the occasion. Lee said that years ago, Petersburg made a strategic decision not to accept bigger cruise ships because locals didn't want the character of the town to disappear. Its success in preserving it is exactly what now makes it attractive to smaller and more customized ships like the Quest, which do provide a welcome infusion of tourist dollars and energy, but in bite-sized pieces. Vice President of Expedition Development, Mark Capoletti, thanked the town for its tradition of hospitality.
Petersburg over the years has played such a key part in our expeditions. We have guests coming on and they're asking, oh God, Petersburg's not going to be like Juneau, is it? I'm like, no, it's a good, it's quiet, you're going to love it, you're going to see a great, true Alaskan fishing town with Norwegian heritage.
After the ship's visit, locals witness the ship sail away and then make a U-turn. It turns out they were just following a pod of killer whales heading south. The National Geographic Quest will be heading further south in a few months, tracing the coast and touring Central America over the winter. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Nora Sachs.